okay, if you did the extra credit, as I said, send it to me now in the next few minutes. Eric is in this room today, and then he moves to 105 when they basically take over this room for class. So if you're looking for help, Eric will always tell the help desk where he is, but today he stops out in this room and then moves to 105 later in the day. He'll be here in a little...
There is?
He's out right now. He'll be in around 1:30, quarter or 2. He'll actually be here probably closer to 7. So if you need help, this would be a good time to come and see him. Okay, so we are looking at programs, and we're looking at Math Answer. And if you look at Math Answer, it says enter two numbers, so I'm entering a 5 and a 6, and a multiply symbol here, and it does the multiplying, comes up with it. So, what I said to you to do was, for extra credit, change this so it could handle additions and subtractions.
I did do it, and you saw it. And is that like the answer is not available or something? I don't know.
Okay. I don't. But that's all right.
Well, I remember. She's like, I know.
Okay. So here is the code to start out with. Now what I want to do is I want to change this. Okay, so I'm going to start out, and if I look at the logic, I'm going to say, okay, first I'm going to start, and then I'm going to define my variables, and then I'm going to take in the data with my prompts. And then I'm going to ask, is it an asterisk? Did the third prompt, the what to do, take in an asterisk? And if it is, I want to do a multiply. So far I'm following along with what I have, but now I'm going in a different direction. If it's not an asterisk, then I want to ask, is it a slash? And if the answer is yes, I want to do the divide. If the answer is no, then I want to ask another question, is it a plus? And you can ask these in any order. I just did multiplication, division first because they were already there. And if it's a plus, I do an add. And if it's not, I'm going to ask, is it a minus? And if it is, I'm going to do a subtract. And if it's not, I have an error. And now I'm going to close the bottom one. And then I back up one decision and close its yes and no. Back up one decision, close its yes and no. Back up one and close its yes and no. And then I drop down and write out what I want to write. And then I would say stop, except I don't have any room. So that's the flow chart. And now what I want to do is change this code to match the flow chart. Okay, so I drew my logic flowchart. Now I need to change the code. So the first else, if what to do equals asterisk, I do the multiply. That's what I have here. Else, what do I want to do? I want to ask if it's a slash, right? I want to ask if what to do is equal to a slash. So that's what I'm going to do here. I'm going to put in here, if parenthesis, what to do, equals a slash. Now remember, equals, testing for equals, I use to test for equal. A single equal is an assignment sign. It means to assign something. It means to take the result of the formula on the right and assign it to a work area on the left, to a memory variable on the left. Okay. So now I've got here, if what to do is equal to a slash, then I want to do a divide. If it's not, then I'm going to put in an else. And what do I want to ask now? So now what question do I want to ask? Look over at the logic flowchart. If the answer to the slash is a yes, I do the divide. You can see that. If it's a no, what do? I do the add, right? So if it's no, I do the add. So the else is going to come down here. And it is going to say, let me get that. And that gives me a little more room, but it's up higher. So I'm going to say, if what to do equals a plus. Okay, and again, I am doing that, the condition is inside parentheses. So if what to do is equal to a plus, then I want to add. Okay, so I'm going to come down here and I'm going to say answer equals. And how do I add? Answer equals what?
First number.
Pardon me?
First number.
Not yet. If I'm doing an add, what do I have to do to it? Remember, we talked about this last time, that an add concatenates by default. And if I want a naked add, I have to convince the browser it's dealing with numbers. How do I do that? Ha, ha, yeah. Go ahead, what?
Parse float?
Yes, ha, parse. Parse float. So I say parse float, first num.
And second.
Well, what do I do to second num?
You put another parse float.
That's right.
And then put what are those things called? Oh, yeah, that.
Parenthesis.
And then end it with the.
Okay. And then what do I do after that? What's the next thing that I should be coding here?
Subtraction.
So I'm going to put, what do I have to put after the if what to do equals plus? No, what do I put right here?
Else.
Else. And then I am going to ask if what to do equals a minus sign. And if it does, then I want to do what?
Do answer equals pass plus
no? I don't need pass float. I can have it if I want it. It's not wrong, but I'm lazy. Pass float is only needed with an and. So I'm only going to do it with the and.
So okay. Do you do first term minus?
Pardon me?
Do you first term minus second term?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. And then what do I write next?
Else.
And what do I put if to do with the else? Look at the flow chart. What is it?
Equals parentheses error.
Quotes error.
Quotes.
Okay, so now I've got all of the stuff on the flow charts. Now notice on the flow charts I close all of the ifs. And how do I close the ifs here? I close them with curly braces. So, I start out, and this if, right, else, this curly brace hasn't been closed, so I need to close it. Going up to the next else, that curly brace hasn't been closed. Going up to the next else, that curly brace hasn't been closed.
So I need to close them all.
I need to close them all. And if I don't close them all, then it won't run. So I'm closing this one. And then I'm closing this one. And then I'm closing the one you can't see. Okay, so let me bring this down and then we hopefully can see them all.
So is there like a total of three, basically?
Well, at the bottom, I've got a total of four. It matches the four circles I have at the bottom. Okay, so what have I got? I've got these two go together, and these two go together. Because that's all the stuff I want to do if it's not an asterisk. Okay, so those all go together. Then inside here, I'm asking about the slash, the two that go with that, and then I've got these two go together. Then I look at the next group, and it's asking about the plus and doing the add. Those two go together, and those two go together. And then I look here, and there I have it. Okay, so those go together. And I found a match for every one of them, so I'm happy. Another thing that I sometimes do is count the number of open ones and count the number of closed ones. And if the opens don't match the closed, then I know I got a problem. Okay, but in this case, since I drew the lines connecting them all, I've seen that they all have a match. Okay, so that's one way of doing it. And you can count. Now, if you count and you come out wrong, then you're going to have to go back and draw the lines to figure it out.
So that's probably why I got answer not available. But it says the answer is N-A-N.
Okay.
So that's probably why the addition was not error.
Yeah, something was wrong. I don't remember particularly. So, you draw the flowchart, you figure out the logic, and then once you've figured out the logic, you can then code it. But I think it's a lot easier to see these four four questions and my responses to them in the flow chart, and then carry it over into the code than it is to just start coding. Okay? And most experienced programmers would say that. Questions?
Can you make it full screen real quick? Just for like 2 seconds.
Why?
No, for where it says all the way at the, like, to the right where it says second number. I forgot the thingy at the end.
Okay. Yeah, no, that got lost in the... Okay. So... Okay, so now that we've got it coded, we need to save it and test it and make sure it really does work. So files, save as, and I'm going to put it on my E drive and call it math answer all .html. No talking, please. When I'm talking, I don't deal well with competition. Okay, so I've now saved that, and now I will try to run it. If you are using Firefox and you don't have the menu at the top, you can right-click and choose menu bar and get a menu bar at the top, which I like to have. Okay, because I want to open something and I like doing it with a menu. If you don't want to do it with the menu, you can use Control-O. So I'm doing a file open, and I'm going to my E drive, and I am finding math answer all, and it's coming up. So I'm going to put in a 6.
Holy cow, it works.
And a 2, and whoops. I forgot to change this so that it tells me about a plus. That doesn't hurt any of my logic, but it would annoy my user, so I should do that. And I will in a minute. So if I put in a plus, and say okay, it came up with 8, which is the right thing, because 6 and 2 is 8. Okay, so now I'm going to go back before I do anything else, and I'm going to change that prompt and say or plus or minus, so that I give all of the prompts that I want. Okay, so I'm going back and doing that. So now I can go over here and I'm going to run it again. Whoops. And I'm going to say enter the first number, I'll enter a 7, enter the next number 2, and I'm going to, okay, either I didn't refresh or I didn't save, and I suspect I didn't save, a minus. And 7 minus 2 is indeed 5. And apparently I didn't save that. So let's try it one more time. Enter the first number 7. Enter the second number 2. Now it's got all of them, which is what I wanted. And I'll put in the minus. And it comes back with 5. And then I'm going to run it one more time and put in 6 and a 7 and an A for what I want to do. and say okay, and it comes back with negative one. Okay.
Did you click A?
I thought I put in A as the thing. So we are going to see why not, but we're going to try it one more time before I do that. Okay, file, open file, math answer, and make sure I've got math answer all here. Okay, I'll put in a 7, I'll put in a 3, and I will put in an A. And it gave me an answer, so I did something wrong. 7, 3, it did a subtract. So let's see what I did wrong. I honestly don't see what I did wrong. Does anybody see what I did wrong? Well, I'm not seeing it.
Have you looked at what to do next to if?
What?
I see an else that's off. If that else. Does that?
Where?
In the middle-ish? Yeah, down. That one, it's off.
No. That's lovely, but it's not it, yeah.
Is there supposed to be 2 equal signs next to this?
Yes! Good debugging. I put 1 equal sign there. Okay?
So you messed up.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. That's what being a programmer is all about. The number of times that I write a program without making at least 1 error on it, you can count on the head of a pin. Okay? You make errors. That's part of programming. And then you have to try to figure out what the error is. And I didn't see it. He did. So now we're in good shape, hopefully. And I don't purposely make errors because I know I'll do it anyway. So, because you should see the debugging kind of thing, you know, and it's mainly a look, and see what I can see. So now I'm going to save this. I'm going to come over here and I'm going to refresh. And I'm going to enter 6 and 3 and A. And now I get the answer is error. Okay? So that was indeed what the problem was. That I had... Okay, in the previous class when I was doing this, I forgot to close parentheses on the minus. So clearly that was my problem area. Okay? I forgot to close parentheses. And so it didn't work. Because I had what to do equals the minus in quotes with no closed parentheses. Okay. That's fine.
So why do you have to have like double equal sign? Why can't you have it the same?
Because them is the rules.
That makes us just the rules.
Okay.
That makes like honestly no sense.
Well, when you become experienced enough, you can try to get your seat at the table when they make the rules.
I'm good.
But right now, they didn't invite me and they didn't invite you, so we just have to learn the rules.
When was HTML made and stuff like that? Everything?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but it's been...
I guess, maybe?
25, 30 years.
See, you could have made it. But no, you decided not to.
No. I would have had to have been invited to the table.
Make your own.
Okay. So, now we're going to go back and look at the next example under programs. And after math answer, it's if with if. So this says, enter the, guys, I don't like competition. Enter the number of points you've earned. So I'm going to put in 60. And I'm clicking OK, and it says I can have a prize from Group A. So I'm going to look at the code. So this is the code that I have. I am asking a prompt and saying, first of all, I've got a variables. Then I'm asking a prompt, enter the number of points you learned. And I entered 60. And so it is asking these questions. And again, I'm going to look at the decision path in a flowchart. So if it's less than 10, what I'm doing is putting out the message, not enough. Okay, so less than 10, they don't get a prize. Else, now I'm going to ask if it is less than or equal to 50. And if it's less than or equal to 50, they get B. Otherwise, they get an A prize.
What's the prize?
Cute.
What? Well, you said there's a prize group A, B, so I'll find the prize.
So, then I can do a document write of message. Okay, so there's a couple of things here. First of all, instead of doing a document write, I took and put the words that I wanted to have in the message into message. And then at the bottom, I did a write. So down here at the bottom, I did my write. I could have put a document write at each place and just said document write inside the parentheses, not enough points for a prize. And I could have done that. There is a feeling that it's a little better to do it this way because then you only issue the document write once. And writing to the screen has a lot of code behind the scenes. And so you may waste a millisecond if you put in three document writes instead of one. So there's a slight argument for doing it this way, but we're not too worried about milliseconds, so either way would work. Now what happens here is I said, is my points less than 10. So that means anything up to 9 is going to get that message. Yeah.
What JavaScript are you on now?
If with if.
If with if?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the if with loop, okay.
No, not if with loop, if with if. Okay, so that means at that point, anything under 10 has gone. So the else is only getting 10 and over. The else is only getting 10 and over because anything up to that has already been handled. So I only go to the else if it is not less than 10, so 10 up comes over here. Then I ask, is it less than or equal to 50? And if it is, then I get the message about B.
Okay,
otherwise, I get the message about A. And since I put in the 60, it's not less than or equal to 50, so it goes down to the next else and gives me prize A. Also notice less than or equal to. That's another comparison that you can use. You can use greater than or equal to, less than or equal to. Those are just a series of comparisons that you can use. Any questions about this one? Does it make sense? Going? Yeah.
How did you get group A? I'm sorry, I wasn't.
I put in 60, and 60 is not less than 10. It's not less than or equal to 50. So it takes the next else and puts up the message about group A.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Clear ink. And we'll go back to the next one, which is Mass or Rhode Island. Okay. So it says, enter your name, Ann. Enter the state, MA. And I get Ann, you live in Massachusetts. Okay. So, let me see if I can make these just a little bit bigger. No, it's 14. I'll call it quits at that. Okay, so what I've got here is a couple of kind of interesting things. First of all, I declared the variable at the same time I took in the prompt. Okay? Not that I would recommend it, it's just that that's another way of doing it, and it's a way you see lots of times. So I declared the variable equal to one name, and then I took in the prompt. And this time I wrote window.prompt, which is not needed. You can just have prompt. A window.prompt is simply saying the prompt is coming up in the window. Okay? So it's just another way of writing it. So I said, enter your name, and then I said, enter the state. And then I said, if the state equals, and the two pipes like that mean or. So the two pipes mean or. And the pipe is the symbol right under the backspace. And it actually sometimes comes out more like that. But essentially, depends on what computer you're sitting at, which way it comes out. But that pipe means or. So I'm now saying, if the state equals Mass, or the state equals Rhode Island, then I am writing out document write the name, so that was Ann, concatenated with you live in, but there's a space on either side, so I don't bump into myself up there. Concatenated with the content of the state, which was MA. Then I have a comma, and I put in a BR, so that I'll skip down a line. Now, I really didn't need to put in the BR to skip down a line, but we're going to change things a little and use it in a minute. If it's not Mass or Rhode Island that I'm putting out, you do not live in Mass or Rhode Island. This time the BR is put inside my little here because it had to be in quotes too, so I can sneak it inside and have the whole thing say you do not live in Mass or Rhode Island. Take a break. BR. Up here, it wasn't quotes. The state is not in quotes because it's a variable, so I made it separate. I used a comma there, I could have used a plus, and concatenated with BR. Either one would work. So now if I look at the logic here, my question is here, is it Massachusetts? Again, I'm just looking right now at the flowchart. Is it Massachusetts? If it is, then I am doing the document right. And this time I did document right each time. This time I'm doing the document right that says I live in. If it's not Massachusetts, this is an or relationship, so either of the things has to be true. I'm asking, is it Rhode Island? And if it is, then I'm giving out the message about live in. If it's not, then I'm putting out the message not living in, or you do not live in. So I'll just put a not there. And then I close up my if statements. By the way, I forgot to put up that you have to do the flowchart or the pseudocode for the JavaScript assignment. I'm going to add that tonight, but just note that that's going to be there. You have to do flowcharts or...
It's in there.
Oh, does it say it?
The second sentence is passing the pseudocode or flowchart along with this JavaScript.
I thought I'd forgotten. Good.
When is it due? Is it due?
Next Thursday.
Oh, next Thursday. Got to go.
Okay, so that's my or relationship that we have looked at in other things. It is either Mass or Rhode Island. Okay. I did this program using a compound. So I combine them with the or statement. What I want you to do now is go back and change this program so that you ask each question as an individual if statement. So I want you to ask, if the state is Massachusetts, do whatever. Else, check and see if it's Rhode Island. So if it's Mass, do this. Else, check and see if it's Rhode Island. So I want you to modify this program so that you ask with separate if statements. And I'm going to do it up here, and you can check in a minute.
So you want us to basically rewrite the code, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Get to work.
Okay.
So I want the first thing to simply say, if the state equals Mass. So try working on that, and I'm going to, as I said, work on it as well. And then you can look at my solutions, but try doing your solution first. Copy my pseudocode into Notepad just like I did, and then make changes to it. I want you to make separate if statements. So I want you to follow that flowchart and say, if the state equals Mass, do this. Else is no. Else, this I want you to ask next is the state equal to Rhode Island.
Is it okay if I add something new into it though?
Not to do what I want.
Oh,
if you get what I want working, then you can play with it as much as you want. But first, get what I want.
I think I got it.
Well, test it.
Hopefully.
Now test it?
No, he's got it done and test it. If you've got it done, you can test it.
One of those doesn't look like it's done. But you gotta take up that right there, that's more basically. So,
the first line should say if the state double equal sign mass, and then you can keep the document right that you have there. Good. One more usually. No, that's only two.
Actually it works, so.
What mistake did I make?
Did you make that mistake on purpose?
Nope. just caught it. I did the same thing I did the last time. I wrote one equal sign instead of two.
I looked straight at the equal sign the second.
So I caught that one. Okay, so again, there is something still missing though. What is it?
Another, you have to close the
other else.
The other else.
No, that's closed. Yes, this one right here, if that's what you mean.
Yep, that's what I mean.
Okay. So now, let's look at it and see if I see anything else. You think that works? Okay, so we'll do a file, save as, and put it on the E drive. .html. Apparently I already had saved it. Oh well. So now I'm going to open it. So file, open file, and I am going to Mass or Rhode Island, and it says enter your name, Anne, end of the state, New York, and it says, Anne, you do not live in Mass or Rhode Island. So I entered New York, and it said I didn't live there. If I come back and enter John and Rhode Island, it's going to come back and say, John, you live in Rhode Island. So it's working. So now we're going to go back and look at this some more. First of all, notice that I put in here some of the traditional HTML stuff before I put in the script. Up until now, I've been just doing HTML and then putting the stuff in. But this time I made it a little more formal, so I've got my head and my body, and the script is within the body. Now I can go in and add some regular HTML before I get to the script. So I can say, testing for Mass or Rhode Island, and put that in an H1 header. And that's before the script. So it's just plain old HTML. And then after the script, I can come down here and put in another H1 header and say goodbye. And that also will show up. But those are not within the script. Those are reverting back to good old HTML. The script tells the browser now, look, you're in JavaScript. Okay? So if I save this and come over here, and I'll get rid of the ink, and basically reorganize this, there it says, test for Mass in Rhode Island. And if I put in Anne again, it tells me in New York. It tells me that you do not live in Mass or Rhode Island. Goodbye. So basically, I can add in stuff within my HTML. Now, let's say I decided that I wanted to put in something in the script, and I can come back here and put in the script, document, write, goodbye, world, or whatever I want to write there. And that is in the script, so it has to be written in JavaScript, not HTML, because that is within the script. And so now if I save this and refresh again, enter your name, David, enter the state, Mass, Okay. And now I've got the goodbye world coming out as part of my script. And then I have an H1 header at the bottom that says goodbye. Okay. So basically I have got code that is outside my script, and that is acceptable because I'm in HTML. Questions? Okay. Then we will look at the next one. And the next one is problem 2. So I am entering a name, entering a year of birth, 2000, entering a marital status, S for single. Okay, guys.
Marital status?
Marital status. So, now I've got Mary, you do not meet the criteria. Okay, and this was the criteria. So I said variable the name, variable year birth, variable marital status. And I started out and I said, okay, I'm marketing a product. I know the profile of the people that will buy it. I want people that were born after 1980 that are married. Those are the people I think are going to buy my product. So I'm saying if year birth is greater than 1980, and. So the double ampersign means and. So again, I've got a compound or complex because I'm testing both of them together. If year birth is greater than 1980 and marital status equals M, then I am going to write you meet the criteria. Otherwise, I'm writing you do not meet the criteria. Okay? So again, now this is an and. So I'm asking, is it greater than 1980? And if the answer is yes, then I also want marital status of M, because I want both things to be true. And if both things are true, then I am going to write out, only I'm not supposed to move that over. That's supposed to stay back there. Okay. I am going to write out that you meet the criteria. So I'm writing out meet. If I get a no to either one of these, then they do not meet. So a no to either question, they do not meet my criteria. Only if I get a yes to both questions do they meet the criteria. These two things are in an and relationship. So both of them have to be true in order to meet the criteria. If one of them is not true, then it doesn't meet the criteria. Okay? Questions? Okay, do the same thing that you did on the last one. Turn this into two separate if statements. Okay, so looking at the flowchart, turn it into two separate if statements.
Two
So I want just one if statement up here, if your birth is greater than 1980. And if it is, then I want to find out about marital status. Supposed to be figuring this out without looking.
do it by the way I did, but it's like, yeah, but like you did it somehow in some way different. Because like you put the earbuds in the sleeve together, I separated them.
No, I got them separate. My original had them together, but just they're separate now.
But no, I put like that.
That's where you need all the criteria. We will fit in where you need all one of the criteria.
Okay, then it wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
Because
that's
if you've got two things in an and relationship, then they both have to be
yeah,
right,
now
right?
We realize the end.
Okay. Because if there's two things, the last one, it was one or the other.
Yeah.
So that was different. Then it was this, and then the other question was asked over here.
Yeah, I didn't look
but
that.
Now these two both have to be true.
Yeah, I didn't look at that. I just remembered this one is the last one.
Right, and
yeah.
Then what you ended up with is one or the other.
But I got to work the other way.
Yup, but you didn't get the right answer. Because you said, if they were born after 1980,
yeah.
Then they'd show up. Or if they were married, they would show up.
Yeah.
Not both criteria have to be
right.
True.
I got the right answer to what I did. I got it.
I'm not buying it. Okay, so now let's save this. I don't see any errors. Does anybody see any? I'm going to file save as, what is this? This is a master, this is and one. Whatever. And then I'm going to come over here and run it. So file, open, and I'm looking for the and one. So enter your name, Susan. Enter the year of birth, 2000. Enter the marital status, single. Susan, you do not meet the criteria. Okay. And again, I'm putting in one or the other. One and the other. Okay.
So, if just one of the criteria is wrong, then it's only.
Right. So, in this one, I put in that I'm married. Now, if I go back and run it again and enter your name, John. And I will enter 1990 and married, then I meet the criteria. Okay? So I am meeting the criteria if I do both of those. Questions?
Now I see my demo.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It needs to be above 1990 married?
1980.
Or 1980?
It has to be above 1980 and married. I decided that for whatever product I'm selling, my best target audience is in that age range and I'm married. Okay.
I also added a little something like last time.
What do you mean?
You know where you put in a two header?
Yeah, you can add those in. Did you get the hands with me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I saw you here.
But
after you get that.
I don't know sure.
What?
Okay.
Get it in like year time go.
Whatever. Okay. Now we're going to spend a few minutes just looking at your assignment. So let's go back. The first JavaScript assignment. Okay, so in this one, I am coming in and I am putting in prompting and taking in a food charge, and let's say it was $80. and a beverage charge, and let's say it was $20.
Yep.
Okay? So once I've taken them in, it says add them together, they get the total before tax. So the total before tax there is 100, right? So I add them together, so I'm going to have an add. Then I'm going to drop down to the next line and do a multiply, because I need to calculate the tax. And then I'm going to drop down and I'm going to do another multiply to calculate the tip. And then to get the total, I've got to add the total plus the tax plus the tip gives me my total. Okay? So my total for the bill is the food and beverage that I got plus my tax that I paid plus the tip that I paid. So I have to add those all together to get the total.
Is that homework?
Yes.
I don't get it.
You're going to write the JavaScript to do that.
Oh.
You find it a painful experience.
You have no idea.
Oh, I do. Okay, so the next one. You're playing a game three times. You play a game three times and you have your scores. You need to reach 1,000 after the next game, or whatever. So I want you to figure out what you're going to get in the fourth game. Okay, so you've gotten 3 scores. You've got to reach 1,000. So if you add up those 3 scores and subtract from 1,000, that tells you what you're going to get on the next game. On the next one, you've got grades coming in. You've got 4 grades. And each one counts a particular percent. So 15%, 20%, 25%, 40%. So you have to figure out your total grade. And then you have to figure out the letter grade. So if they got a score that was 93, they got an A. And they got a score that was 83, they got a B. Okay? Anything over 89 is an A. So you'll have to ask those questions. The next one, you've got to calculate the volume of a box, which is height times width times depth. So you're going to prompt for height, width, and depth, and then multiply them all together. The base cost is $5. If the volume is greater than 50, you want to add $20 to the base. Otherwise, you want to add $10 to the base. So you're going to do a calculation and then throw in some ifs. And then the last one is... So on this one, you're taking in the number of hours the employee worked. So let's say they work 50. You're taking in the number of hours they're contracted to work. So let's say you're taking in 40. Okay? They're supposed to work 40 hours. So first of all, what does that tell you? How many hours of overtime did they work? That's right, they work 10 hours over. Because they work 50 hours, they are told, they're contracted to work 40, so they work 10 hours over. Then we'll say that the pay per hour is 20, and then overtime gets paid at double, so they get a 2 there.
So that means they get 40.
Pardon me?
They get 40, you say it's double, they get
40. Right, 40 per hour, for the overtime hours, not for the other hours. Okay, so what would this person get as pay?
It's 20 every 40 hours.
20 is for the 40. So their regular pay is what?
Regular pay
is what?
The same on 800.
800.
If you actually add 86, we got 840.
Oh, I like 800. Well, yeah, what's it, $20 an hour? It's 800. Okay.
There is like nothing.
What's their overtime pay?
If it's 400.
Right. What's their total pay?
1,200.
Right. So you have to write the program that does that figuring out.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, what we just did today, with the actual credit number. Is that what
that? I think it's a little more complicated, but... Okay. So that's what you're going to do. Okay, those are due next Thursday, and you need to do either the flowchart or the pseudocode that goes with them.
Now, if we draw out the flowchart, how do we put them in the computer?
Well, you can do it in one of the things like Word lets you do graphics, other things that do graphics. You can take a picture of them as long as I can read the picture. You can scan them and send me a PDF.
We could actually take pictures and put them up so we can show them to you.
That's right. But make sure they're readable. Sometimes people send me a picture that...
The flowchart itself?
Yes.
Okay.
Make sure that I can follow what you send me. But you can take pictures, you can scan them and make a PDF, and send me the PDF. You can go in and find a package that lets you do it, like Word lets you, Word has graphics involved in it. You know, so you can find a package that you can use. Any of those will work. Okay.
I'll take the paycheck.